SBS Radio. SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
With me today is Josh Crowdy from Flannery's Organic in Whole Food Market, and we are going to talk about choosing foods that will give you a happier mood. Good day, Josh.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for your time. So there's a saying that you are what you eat.
I mean, obviously, your mood's affected by a lot of factors, but not just your food, but your food choices do play an important role.
Choosing foods wisely does not just affect our health, but overall our well-being.
Yeah.
Do you know how when some days you feel a bit sluggish or sleepy, you know, what are the foods that make you feel that way?
So in terms of things that you should kind of try to avoid, or things that may actually be having a negative effect on your mood, there's a couple of things. So a diet high in sugars and processed carbohydrates may worsen your mood because it makes it harder for the body to cope with stress. The actual sugar and the carbohydrate itself doesn't directly affect your mood, but the spikes in insulin and the lack of blood sugar control that comes with the excess sugar consumption can really put a lot of stress on the body, which may lead to worsened mood. Yeah.
A lot of us, when we're busy or when we're sluggish or, you know, when we're feeling tired, we all say we need a sugar hit. So that's not true?
What it does is it provides a very temporary boost in energy. So you'll pay for it later, I guess. So it'll initially increase your blood sugar and give you that boost of energy. But then on the downturn, it actually causes a drop in blood sugar and a very low energy feeling.
And carbohydrates. So carbohydrates become sugar, correct?
Correct. It just depends on how fast it turns to sugar in your blood. But you actually need sugar in your blood. Avoid is large spikes in your blood sugar, which is what sugar causes.
So, like if you eat a huge bowl of pasta, that explains why after eating pasta, you get sluggish and sleepy.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it all turns to sugar in the end, so yeah.
Because you have to eat the pasta with the garlic bread.
Yeah.
And you have to have something sweet to take off that pasta taste after, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I remember as a child, my grandma would always say, you have to eat foods that make you smarter.
Yeah.
So those are nuts. And
yeah, so fish oils, like omega-3 containing foods like fish, avocados, nuts and seeds, they all help support healthy brain function.
So nuts also have magnesium?
Yeah, things like nuts and your green leafy vegetables, they all have like quite a lot of magnesium in it, which is really good because it helps your body relax. So that'll help improve your mood.
And vegetables and fruits?
Yeah, so all of your fruits and vegetables have a really high in phytonutrients, like antioxidants and stuff like that. So, yeah, like your fruits and vegetables, like your blueberries, your acai berries.
A lot of people say that cacao is good for you.
Yeah, in terms of for your mood, cacao has things that help your body produce, that may help your body produce your happy hormones, your serotonin. So that's why they equate the chocolate with happiness.
Dark chocolate specifically, isn't it? That's good for you.
Yeah, the lower sugar chocolate as you can get, because obviously you don't want the negative effects of the sugar.
And when we speak about getting that kick that we need in the day or in the middle of the day or towards the end, a lot of us have coffee.
So coffee is definitely a good way to feel awakened in a better mood in the very short term. But and actually in moderation, I think it's actually okay because it does have antioxidants. I just think coffee is healthy in moderation. So if you have too much, it can cause a heightened stress response and can actually put you in a bad mood. Or
so as I say, everything in moderation is good for you.
Yeah, I find.
But they
I drink coffee myself, so I can't say too much bad about it.
Oh, definitely. I couldn't live without coffee in the morning. I wouldn't be able to function. Most often, I would also hear that you have to take care of your gut. So what is it so important that you have to look after your gut?
Yeah, so we have a very symbiotic relationship with our gut bacteria. So it's been shown that gut health may have an effect on our mood. So if you have a healthy gut, it may mean that you have a healthy mood. Increasing your intake of like fermented foods, such as like sauerkraut, kefir and tempeh, may really help to boost your gut health, which will then in turn potentially boost your mood.
So a healthy gut would equate to a healthy mind and a healthy brain.
That's what the evidence is starting to show now. Yeah, the understanding of our gut isn't quite there, but they're learning more and more every day.
So what else can we do apart from eating right foods to stay healthy and maintain a happy heart and a happy mind?
In terms of clinically proven health benefits, the meditation has more evidence than nearly any single practice or treatment. So, yeah, just practicing mindfulness or having some time to yourself and just sitting down, just learning to watch your thoughts can help. You notice thoughts and situations that lead to you being in a bad mood. So,
and I guess it's the taking time out to process and enjoy the meal, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But even like eating can be a meditation if you focus on it enough. Like it's just being present in what you're doing.
Thank you very much, Joshua Gowdy, food scientist from Flannery's Organic and Wholesale Market.
Thank you.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.